What up? Had to put a little extra on it today. Little people, big people, all people. If you hear the sound of my voice, that means you are listening to an episode of Buffed Up Sports. Available on all major podcasting platforms. Got a good one for you today, folks. We got, what y'all talking about? I'm going to say it again. We got, what y'all talking about? Volume 5 today. And I'm going to introduce this person a little later on. But first, I want to give a quick little tap in on what's going on in sports real quick. The Tigers offseason has started. Hopefully we get a free agent or two to come to the D, help out this baseball team. The Pistons, hey, I'm gonna come back to the Pistons. But first, Pistons thing related. Pistons are bad. They're losing games. But Cade Cunningham is back, starting to get into a little rhythm. He also went against Jalen Green. You know, that guy that talked down on the whole city and all that. And we beat his team. Made Jalen look. I mean, Jalen did look good that game, not gonna lie. But who team came out with the dub? And Cade kept up with him. So, hey, that's a dub. Other than that, nothing good has happened for the Pistons lately. Nothing has happened. Same thing with the Lions. At the time of this recording, we're still winless. We don't know if we're gonna win a game. I sure hope so. I don't think so. We don't know. Shame on us if we don't win a game this year. Even the Red Wings, gotta give them attention. Gotta give them some attention. Gotta. The Red Wings are winning some games. Now, I haven't been keeping up as far as watching, but I have been keeping up with final scores, and we have been winning lately. In fact, we have a winning record, I believe. So, hello. A team in Detroit has a winning record. I feel like that's a sign for fans to show that team a little love, because we'll take anything at this point, which is kind of what we're going to get into during the What Y'all Talking About Volume 5 segment. Last thing I want to bring up before we get into that, I met one of my childhood heroes just, 2 days ago from this recording. I mean, this man, I had his jersey. I still got a jersey of him. I got his posters. You know, I used to wear an afro so I could be like him. You know, I really tried it, man. And that man is 4-time Defensive Player of the Year, multi-time All-Star, NBA champion, Hall of Famer, Ben Wallace. I met him, took a picture with him. Bro. I even got to talk to him for a minute too. I told him to say Detroit basketball. He was like, you know we don't do that. I ain't about to get no shout outs. I'm like, what? I can't get you saying Detroit basketball? But no, in all seriousness, Ben was cool. I asked God to take a picture with him. He had no problem with it. And that ain't something that happened with all, you know, people in that celebrity boat, that famous people boat, because a lot of them can be jerks. They'd be like, nah. But he was cool about it. He was like, come on. I'm like, bet. And it's crazy. To my mans I was with, I told him, I said, I seen him and I was like, I can't leave. By the way, this was at the Pistons G League game, for you wondering where this actually happened at. Went down today, the Motor City Crew's inaugural game. Home game, that is. So, with my mans, we see Ben, he like a few feet away. I said, look, bro, I'm not leaving until I at least try to talk to him. He like, man, what? I was like, listen to me, bro. Life, as y'all know, been crazy for me this year. If nothing else, I've been taught life is short and it could be gone within the snap of a finger. So I was like, no, I'm not leaving until I take a picture with Ben Wallace, or at least try. So I went over there. I called him out. I'm like, yo, Big Ben. He did the little nod or whatever. And I was like, hey, can I take a picture with you? I ain't gonna lie, I was being a little fanboy, but I ain't care. It's Ben Wallace. Skip everything. He like, all right, come on. He let me go through the little rope that security had, you know, to separate him from the public. So I felt like I was even more VIP at this point. I'm like, shoot, y'all see that? Ben Wallace let me go under his rope. You feel me? So I go under the rope. I dap him up. I tell him thanks for what he did for the city. Thanks for being a part of my childhood. That's literally what I told him. I said, I've had your jersey since I don't even know when. So I was like, thank you for everything. He was like, no doubt, man. That's respect. And that's when I took the picture with him. And then you know how we do. I dapped him up like the good 3-4 times. I just couldn't stop. I was hyped, man. I ain't gonna lie. Anyways, now time for the main portion of this show. I got my guy, Dane Don, on. He gonna talk a little bit of sports, but for my wrestling fans out there, I'm gonna do something different. Cause it wasn't too much to talk about sports-wise. We gonna have a wrestling-themed episode. Cause y'all know, outside of sports, you know, when I'm not talking on the podcast, what I'm doing is I'm watching wrestling. Been a fan of it since I was a youngin. So that's still my thing to this day. So for those who watch wrestling, this is the show for you. We got stuff for the folks who used to watch, got stuff for the folks who still watch. I promise you it will be enjoyable, because it's going, if you somebody who watch now, you're gonna be like, yeah, that's what I was saying about what happened last week. If you somebody who used to watch back in the day, you're gonna be like, yo, I ain't thought about that in years. So it's gonna be one of those moments. It's gonna trigger you now or trigger a memory you had from back then, but I promise it will be enjoyable. Here is the conversation between myself and Dane Don. Here you go. Check it out. All right, folks. We got the host of the Common Sense Ain't Common podcast, the one and only Dane Don. Go ahead, introduce yourself to the folks real quick.
Yeah, yo. I don't know if I can give you all three. That one did kind of hurt. Yo. Yo, it is your boy, Dame Don. What up, bro?
I love it. I love it. So first thing first, before we get into like what we're going to talk about this episode, go ahead, plug yourself real quick. Tell the people, what is your podcast about? That's right. Common Sense Ain't Common. So go ahead. Tell all them right. Where to find it at, what's about, all that. This for you.
For sure. For sure. So the Common Sense Ain't Common podcast is basically a podcast that's dropped every Monday and Friday. Fridays being our wrestling episodes. They kind of been a little mixed in lately, but Friday's been our wrestling episodes. And then Mondays are usually like just random topics, conspiracy theories, just things of that nature. I just started a new segment, the Quick 10 Audio Check-In, and that's basically just like a clout chasing segment, pretty much. Like, I'm just pretty much going to be covering world events as they happen, you know, trying to get my brand out there, trying to get my name out there and get they clout.
Most definitely, most definitely. So this episode is about to be funny, because we talked in the past, you're not the biggest sports fan.
No.
And, you know, Buffed Up Sports is a sports podcast. So people probably wondering, like, all right, what's he doing on there? First thing first, you live in Milwaukee. You,
unfortunately.
Oh, shoot. But you were at the game where Milwaukee Bucks clinched the championship. You was out in the city, you know, parading with the rest of the citizens of Milwaukee. So give me a little insight on how that experience was for you.
I don't know if we should necessarily call them citizens. They're more like idiots. But there was a lot of people there. But, you know, I don't know if I'm really the correct person here to be representing Milwaukee. I'm not going to lie. I'm not really a fan of it here. I hate it here. But the game, it was madness, actually. I lost the people I came with. I didn't really, like, I don't really watch basketball. So, like, I was like waiting in line and I'm looking around and like people cheering. I'm like, why are people cheering? Like, it's not the same as football. Like, where at least I can like see why people cheer. I just didn't. It was a good experience to go and be there, but I don't know if I would do it again.
That's why I find it funny. Like, that's why I had to bring you on. Cause you, like I said, we've talked in the past how you don't watch sports. And so I thought it was funny that you, even with you not watching sports, you realize like, man, I might as well go hit the city tonight, go see what's up.
Yeah, like, it was a big deal. It was a big deal. I ain't gonna lie. It was a big deal for the Bucks. It was a big deal for Milwaukee, but maybe I would appreciate it a little more if I cared about Giannis or Guinness or whatever his name is. And whatever. And then, like, maybe I would care about it a little more, but like I feel like it was a big deal for the city, but I just don't care. Like, I just don't care, bro.
No. That's fine. Because, like, on here, I preach all the time, like, how if the like our teams, like we have the Detroit Pistons, you know, the basketball team, Detroit Red Wings, that's the hockey team, the Detroit Lions, which never have won anything, but that's our football team. And then the Detroit Tigers, the baseball team. And I've always said, if one of them win, you best to believe I'm going downtown Detroit that night and I'm going crazy. I don't care how old I am at that point. I could be 80 for all I care. Yeah. I'm going down. I'm partying and celebrating with the rest of the city because as somebody who is in the sports, like that would mean a lot. And like you said, you're not into it and you realized how big of a deal it was. You said you might have appreciated it more had you actually cared about basketball and whatnot. And that's probably the fact. So the fact you went down there, like want to experience the moment as somebody who doesn't even pay attention to basketball, then you have me on the other side. Somebody who does, I'm like, if somebody who doesn't care going crazy, you best to believe somebody who does have to be acting wild.
You was writing me on the IG stories, like you down there, like, but it was madness. Yeah. I had never seen that many people in one place until I had like went to SummerSlam, but I had never seen like that many people in one place, bro. It was thousands, bro.
And that's what I found funny, because like I think you're the only person I know that actually stay in Milwaukee. So it was like, I'm watching your story. I'm seeing them show it on TV. And then I'm seeing your videos. You like right there. It was like, yo, like he really right there with him.
Yeah, I was walking through it. I actually lost the people I came with. Like I had went and got in line and got food and they ended up breaking their phone or something in the process. So I ended up Ubering home and then going to get my car. And then I drove back down there just because I was like, I drove back down there at like that, literally like at the last 5 seconds of the game. Like I got there as soon as it was over, which was perfect for me because I was for like the celebration, not the actual basketball.
Right. You was like just vibes.
Exactly.
It was
exactly.
For the vibes. I ain't mad at you.
Exactly.
And so that's why I just keep saying, like, I keep preaching how like people gonna realize like the day somebody in Detroit wins, it's gonna be crazy. And there was one more thing I wanted to talk to you about. When the Bucks won, we were texting back and forth, and you was talking about how like many people came down to celebrate. And then you said something that caught my attention. You started talking about the bandwagon fan. So just as recent as like maybe 10 years ago, nobody cared about the Bucks. I might even go maybe five years ago, nobody cared about the Bucks.
Dare I say nobody cared about the Bucks until they made it to the finals.
Uh-oh. So you saying there's some fake love in the city of Milwaukee, huh?
That's all it is. I know people that don't even like the Bucks and had full Bucks gear. Don't even like the Bucks. Mm-hmm. My mom has a Bucks shirt, doesn't even watch basketball and was at the parade. Like that's all it was bandwagon. Nobody cared about the Bucks until they got to the finals. And then if they would have bombed the finals, they would have turned on the Bucks.
I believe it because I keep telling people out here, again, I just mentioned how our teams ain't been winning lately. But like that day it do come, I already know it's going to be a bunch of people talking about, yeah, I've been rocking with the so-and-so for this long. I'm going to be like, stop it. You're embarrassing yourself. Stop lying.
People getting Bucks logo tattoos now because they won the championship. I'm like, bro, did you even know who they were a couple years ago? Like, was you watching them a couple years ago? Like, where are they coming from?
I'm just curious how many people in the city can actually name, like, they at least the starting lineup. I'm not even going to say the whole team. Like, how many people could actually say the full starting lineup? Because then that's when you would know, all right, who's actually been paying attention and who's just on for the bandwagon, just for the ride.
See, if I was a real fan, I would be able to ask that question, like, who's the starting lineup? But if I ask that question and they give it back to me, I'll have no idea.
That's what I like about you, though. You honest with yourself. Like, you admit, like, yeah, I don't watch the Bucks. Like,
nah.
That's what I like, though. You at least keep it real. You know what's up. So I can respect you for that. Like, with you, it's different because you, like, have a little more knowledge as far as, like, what you actually into and what you not.
Exactly. Yeah. Very much so.
So let's start talking about something that you are into. We got to start talking about that wrestling.
Pretty much the only thing I'm into.
Because didn't you say, like, as a kid, that's all you watched? Like, you said no sports, just wrestling, right?
Bro, like, I used to actually play football. And I hated going to football practice because football practice used to run past 8. And wrestling starts at 8, bro. So
what was it, Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, Monday Night Raw, bro. I used to hate playing. I feel like had football practice not been on Mondays, bro, we may have be having a different conversation. I may be a different person. But the fact that I was missing Monday Night Raw every Monday before football practice for something that I'm not even interested in truly, I feel like, you know, that just kind of, I watch football, but I'm not really into it. I feel like that kind of put a strain on me and football's relationship. Because wrestling comes first.
No, that's dedication for you to say, I don't even want to be at football practice because I'm missing Monday Night Raw.
No, that's come dedication. Give me a 7:55. Come give me a 7:50 or something so I can catch the pyro.
He said he got to catch the pyro. This man is not lying. So I want to ask you, obviously, by now, folks listening know you're like a big fan of wrestling. So what actually was it for you that got you into it? Like, what was some of your first memories of wrestling?
I remember, like, really a lot of my first memories are, it's almost torture now that I think about it, because my bedtime used to be at 8.
Ooh.
For the longest time. It was at 8. And so my dad, I would watch wrestling until like 8:30. And at 8:30, the TV would go off. And that was it. That's one of my main memories. But I know like WrestleMania 17 was the first WrestleMania like I remember. And I had it on tape. And I used to watch it every single night. Like I can almost give you the match card right now. And then I don't really remember WrestleMania 18, 19. Then I feel like I pretty much remember everything from WrestleMania 20 to now. Like WrestleMania 20 is my most fondest memory of like wrestling really started here for me, just because I can really remember everything from that point, like Victoria shaving Molly Holly's head and Undertaker coming back, and it was just a lot of stuff. I think Chris Benoit and Eddie Guerrero won the title that year, so it was just like a lot of stuff that happened that year, and I pretty much can remember everything from 20 to now.
Have you actually been to a WrestleMania?
No, I have not. I did just go tried. To SummerSlam.
That's what no, I was going to bring up not. Next.
I have not tried to go to a WrestleMania because I feel like if I try to go to a WrestleMania, I'm going to go to a WrestleMania. But I just feel like them tickets, bro. I don't know.
I tell you what, they had WrestleMania in Detroit like it was more than 10 years ago. I want to say like 15 years ago.
I think it was WrestleMania 23.
Yep, that was in Detroit, and I'm sick to this day. I ain't make it, so I was like, I don't care if they. I doubt they come back anytime soon, but like if they were, I don't care what's going on. I don't care what I got to do that day. I'm going to WrestleMania. Like,
yeah,
I don't care tickets. I'll go broke. Like, I don't care.
Definitely,
I'm going. I will be definitely in the building.
Bro. Definitely, like, you're not wrong. And I feel like I've become so accustomed to sitting like on the floor, and we talked about that too, but I feel like WrestleMania would be my exception to I don't have to sit on the floor, because I know the tickets are going to be mad.
Yeah,
bro.
We don't talked about how you first got into wrestling, how you watching now a little bit. I want to know, who are your top 10 wrestlers of all time? I'll make it a little easy for you, though. You don't have to necessarily put them in order, yeah, but not, I still want your 10. I know that would be a little hard to do on the spot, so I understand.
All right, so Triple H, heel Triple H, though. I always like heels more than faces, honestly. So heel Triple H, Rob Van Dam, Edge, Daniel Bryan, Trish Stratus, gotta add Trish. Yeah,
I'm rocking her.
Rock was Cena. More like a, you know, ain't no Cena in there.
Oh, I didn't, no.
I didn't like Cena until, like, honestly, what made me start liking Cena was Total Divas, bro. Or Total Bellas. Listen, bro. Because it was like, you know, I seen the human side of John Cena, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had, up until that point, bro, I had only seen, like, the superhero John Cena, the You Can't See Me, and I hated it, bro. So to like see a different side of Cena, I think that's what kind of like made me start to be a fan of him. Like just seeing him normally.
I don't like that. I don't.
But otherwise, him having his little five moves and two new.
Hey man, users. Chill on Cena wrestling ability. Chill on that. Chill on that, man. Cena, I had about 3-4 Cena action figures. I went through all the wristbands. I went through the posters. Like, bro, he was that first dude for me. He was like the first guy that I was like. Like, when I was younger, you heard people talk about wrestling. He was, like, one of the first people you heard. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, that I remember back in school, everybody be doing the You Can't See Me. Like, true. That was the thing.
At one point, that newer generation, bro, like, really, all they really knew was, like, John Cena, Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Like, Triple H was kind of, like, fading out at that point. So, that's, that like... Really, your generation, that's really all they really know is John Cena, kind of. Like, as their, like, superhero. He's almost like your Hulk Hogan, kind of.
Yeah, you know he is. Saying?
Like,
he
he's
is.
Almost like your Hulk Hogan. So, I feel like it's different for, like, older fans or, like, fans that... Because I feel like my first guy would be, like... I really want to say, honestly, my first guy would be, like, a heel Edge. Honestly.
See, when, I hated Edge. So
when Edge became the rated R superstar, and Edge genuinely became my favorite wrestler when he speared Mick Foley through the flaming table at WrestleMania. He genuinely, at that moment, Edge genuinely became my favorite wrestler. So, like, I almost want to say the rated R superstar heel Edge was my guy with Lita. Those were my two.
I hated that man. He wished McCall because obviously he went against Cena.
That's probably why I hated Cena too. Cena was throwing them in lakes and everything. That's probably why I hated Cena too.
Attitude adjustment off the ladder through some tables and stuff. I know you got a whole list. So this last part of the show, I'm going to just leave it to you. Go ahead. Just talk about your interactions with wrestlers. I'm ready to hear it.
All right. Well, you know, I've had quite a few interactions on Twitter. I honestly can't even name them. I'm probably blocked by more wrestlers than anything. It's a little embarrassing. Honestly, I'm blocked by a lot of wrestlers. Chris Jericho is one of them. I'm blocked by Hulk Hogan. I'm blocked by Justin Roberts, the announcer from AEW.
Okay, hold on. I was fine with Jericho. I can understand why he got you blocked. I was fine with Hogan. What Justin Roberts do to you? Or what you do to him?
I think I told Justin Roberts, like, I think I tweeted him and was like, I want Lillian Garcia back.
Okay, that's valid. Me. That's valid. Okay, I'm not mad at
and you. And then he blocked me or something. Bro, but I'm blocked by, like, a slew of wrestlers. But I have, like, a lot of positive interactions. Rob Van Dam follows me. I be DMing Rob Van Dam. He opens my DMs, but he never responds. But he opens it, so I think that counts for something.
I was about to say, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. John Cena follows me on Twitter.
John Cena did follow you on Twitter?
You didn't? Oh, I'll show you. Hold on. Let me show you. Hold on.
I tried to get John Cena to follow me. Because he be following everybody randomly.
Oh, I thought he unfollowed me. I was going to cry.
Y'all can't see this, but he's showing me his Twitter right now. John Cena actually does follow him on Twitter.
I'm followed by John Cena. I'm followed by Titus O'Neil. I'm followed by... Natty followed me, but... She unfollowed me because I tweeted her and I told her it's time for a character change and she unfollowed me. But yeah, I feel like my most interacted with wrestler is definitely God's greatest creation, Mandy Rose.
Here you go. I knew it was coming.
Mandy Rose. I can tag Mandy Rose right now and she'll watch it by the time this podcast airs. Right now. I'm not lying. Tell
him. He's not lying. If you... Got him on social media. You will see that, Mandy.
Mandy Rose. Jay literally just reposted me. Jay Cargill from AEW literally just reposted me before we sat down and recorded. Literally.
He's not lying. I'm telling y'all, he's not lying. He showed me. As soon as this call started, he was like, yo, Jay.
And 2 weeks ago, I was just the Mandy's fan of the week. That's Mandy Rose company. So, you know, it's almost time for me to slide in her DMs. I'm a little apprehensive because, you know, she may never watch or share anything again. I feel like we in a comfortable spot right now. And I don't really want to mess that up. We in a comfortable spot right now.
And then I've seen you repost how Charlotte attention.
Charlotte watches my story.
Talk about that moment that I'm probably the most jealous of you about. You know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, you mean the picture with Bianca Belair? The EST, the prettiest, the cutest, the strongest. Yeah, I got a picture with Bianca Belair, two of them actually. I think it was three. It was three. But she pointed at you at the show, bro, so it's not that bad. She pointed at you.
I just wanted her to pick me up. She ain't do that. I had the sign ready. I had the sign. Bro, when I, all right, I'm going to tell you about that night. When I walked into the arena, everybody saw my sign right away. Like, everybody walking in, it was like, yo, sign, sweet. So, like, just the clout off the sign walking in before I even got to my seat, that's when I was like, she's for sure going to catch, like, I'm going to catch her attention tonight.
Perfect seat.
And that, too, I knew where we was sitting at. I'm like, she go for show, like, point me out and tell me go to the locker room, and I'm going to finally get that picture or something.
Yeah, you had the perfect seat, bro. You had the perfect seat. But, yeah,
don't worry. I still got that sign. I still got the sign. I'm going to use it again.
Cherish that video forever. She pointed at you, bro. Whether she honestly pointed at you or not, you got to have that mindset. Like, when Mandy Rose comes out and, you know, when she be winking at the camera, that is for me. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody need to feel like that wink is for them. Nope, that wink is not for nobody else. It's specifically for me. She pointed at you at the show, bro.
I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that with me. I'm going to keep it. Like you said, I'm going to cherish that moment.
Cherish it. It happened.
But anything else you want to add before we wrap up, or just want to plug yourself one more time about where to find Common Sense Ain't Common?
Yeah, we can go ahead and do that. The Common Sense Ain't Common podcast is currently only on YouTube, and that's Dame Don on YouTube, DameDonn on YouTube. And my Instagram is Dame.Don, and the podcast Instagram is CSAC.Don. And I will get y'all my Twitter, but you know, I'll be crying on Twitter a little bit, so I ain't gonna. But yeah, that's it. Check out your boy. Subscribe, like, thumbs up them videos for me.
Yes, sir. Please make sure y'all go do that. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It was a long time for coming. Sure, I'm glad we were finally able to get this to work out and get this recorded.
Bro, you almost like my unofficial manager. Like, I don't even know if you know this, but like anything, before I post anything, bro, I DM you. Like, bro, is this good? Should I do this? Any idea I have, bro, you're always the first person I come to. You're almost like my manager, but you don't even know it.
That's respect.
For sure, bro. For sure.
Well, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you.
For sure, bro. Appreciate you.
All right. So that was the segment between me and Dame Don. He just gave y'all all the info as far as where you can find him. So make sure, I mean this now, make sure you go check him out. Check out his podcast. Go follow him on social. Make sure y'all show him the same love y'all show me. In fact, show him a little more. Because I don't know how I feel about y'all. It's like, no, I'm playing. Y'all be showing me love. But no, in all seriousness, make sure y'all go do that. I appreciate it. And I know he would too. Because that's my man's. He been grinding out here. Like, hey, he be telling me stuff. Like he's just saying, he be asking me opinions. I be asking him opinions. That's how we roll. Like, it's no competition between us, man. It's just guys vibing, doing this podcasting thing. That's all it is. You know I got to hit you with the, don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both accounts, at RJ_Hunt36. Send me a friend request on Facebook at RJ Hunt. Follow the craziness I post on TikTok at RJ Hunt 36. But I haven't posted a TikTok in a while because TikTok been doing me bold. So I don't know. You can enjoy my old TikToks, I guess. Anyways, thank you for listening. Hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review. I love to hear the feedback, so give it to me. And if you love today's episode, make sure you send it out. Now just remember to follow these words. Spread love. Keep your chest out. Hold your head up. Show off them pretty teeth. Don't you worry about a thing. Until next time, God bless you all. Peace.